What I like so much about Vive la France, Filippo Tommaso Marinetti's remarkable drawing, is the way in which he weaves together these essential elements of futurism: energy, sound, city, the idea of the cleansing power of war. And if you think about a drawing and the way in which it captures in two-dimensional form an image, what Marinetti was trying to do was also to put down through line the impact of sound. And so he creates this language and this kind of syncopated rhythm with the word zang tum tum, and he allows the typography to explode apart so that instead of having coherent and cogent lines of script, what you have are fragmented lines and words exploding and literally being rendered asunder as if this were in the middle of battle. And it has this kind of energetic impact that immediately evokes the sound of cannon fire, guns, crowds shouting, screaming. There's an energy here that's utterly transfixing. And it's this dimension of this drawing that I find so remarkable. And in doing so, what I think Marinetti is trying to evoke is the way in which modern life is radically changing under the pressures of industrialization, of the advent of war, of crowds massing. You feel the moment in every line, in every gesture of this work.